Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 208023796, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Okay, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom, and every week I am bringing you guys the information that you need to know about all things real estate and mortgage. Now, of course, my office primarily focuses on the mortgage side. We are doing loans. We are helping people get into homes, refinance their properties, get their home equity lines of credit, get into those reverse mortgages if that's what you're looking to do in retirement. That is what we do for the majority. That is what we really focus on. However, one of the girls on my team is a real estate agent. I started my career as a real estate agent. So we have a lot of knowledge in the office as well to help you guys with everything that you need to know about buying, selling, purchasing, getting your loans, refinancing, doing everything that you need to do. So this is Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and I am making sure that you guys are up to date with everything that is happening right now in this industry. Now, today's show is going to be focused on what you can do to buy today. We have so many clients who have put their dreams of homeownership on hold because they are so concerned about where interest rates are, what that monthly payment is. There's just no way that they can afford to buy right now. They need to wait, you know, for interest rates to come down further. Of course, you know, all of the mummering, all of the buzz in the industry is that interest rates are coming down, which we have already started to see. We are anticipating that they are going to continue on that path. Now, obviously, I don't have a crystal ball and nobody in this industry does. So we cannot ever give you a 100% guarantee that that is going to continue, but it is something that we are seeing. We've seen interest rates come down already, truly since about the beginning of December, and we are anticipating that 24, we're going to see those continue to come down, probably slowly, but we should continue to see those coming down. I think once we get towards about the third to fourth quarter of this year, that's when we're going to start to see things come down a little bit quicker, a little faster. And then from there into 2025, I think we're going to start seeing, you know, everyday mortgages being back in those normal ranges of about 5%. Now, remember that everybody got so used to the threes and the fours, right? And that's what you expect to be normal, when in reality, that was a very short blip in time. That was something that was not anticipated. It was something that nobody saw coming. It was due to a pandemic. So there would have to be something massive, massive that would change that structure again, like it was during that small time frame of 2020 and 2021 when we saw those interest rates so low. So start to get your head and get your mind and everything readjusted to what is a normal interest rate. What is it, you know, what's a really, really good interest rate? Well, that's going to be an interest rate that's going to be between 5% and 6%. So how do we help those home buyers that need to buy, that have been putting it on hold, get off the fence? Well, we've got options. We've talked about, you know, buy downs before, but I've never really given you guys a real understanding of exactly how it works. What do you need to get? What do you need the seller to do? So I did put together some scenarios of some loans that we actually have in the pipeline right now in process, because I think it gives you a much better understanding, a much better handle on the market, you know, where things are at right now today. These loans are live today. And this is something that we could absolutely do for you today. So with that, we are going to take a super fast break. When we get back, I'm going to start getting into those scenarios. How do you make them happen? What does that look like in today's world with where interest rates are at today? How do we get your interest rate to sub 5 or even just below 6? How do we get you there right now to hold you over until those permanent rates hit those numbers that you can do a refinance for a 30-year term? So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you're here, if you are watching the show, say hi, put a comment in the feed. I can see Joe jumped on and says, woohoo, love your show. So Joe, thank you so much for joining. But I want you guys to remember this is interactive. I want you to ask your questions. I want you to let me know that you're here. I want to deliver the information that you guys need. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Are you a homeowner and you're equity rich? You're cash poor and you're deep in debt? Well, follow along. You guys have to like my channel. I'm going to talk all about home equity loans this month and home equity lines of credit. Who are they good for? What are they good for? Why are they good? Let's talk. Follow my page. Equity rich, cash poor, and deep in debt. Follow along. I'm Debbie Marcoux. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. Okay, so welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom, and we are going to talk today about how you can buy a house with an interest rate that you're going to be able to most likely refinance in a year or two from now to a permanent number. So we're going to talk about that. It's very, very important to know that you can take that home buying goal off hold and you can get out there before those interest rates hit those numbers and everything goes crazy and now you're in a major bidding war and crazy competition. We don't want you to do that. We want you to have the opportunity to do it now while you still have the opportunity to do some, you know, negotiating with the seller. You can make sure that you're still getting to keep your appraisal contingency intact, that your home, you know, you do your home inspection, you can ask for repairs. You know, these are things that are common in a typical standard market, which is what you have your opportunity to do today. Now, when interest rates come down even just a little bit further, that's probably not going to be the case. There's been so many people that have been waiting and putting it off and holding off to purchase a home that it is going to be pretty nuts like it was in 2020 and 2021 and much, much more difficult to get an offer accepted. I can see Claudia jumps on and says, hello, it's been a while. Glad to have the time right now to join your live chat. So Claudia, thanks for jumping in. And I can see that Christopher jumps on and says, so much great info. So Christopher, thank you as well for jumping in. And again, I want to remind everybody, this is interactive. So if you have questions, please throw them into the feed. I will read them out loud and answer them for you. I want to deliver the information to you that you need, that you want to hear, because chances are that everybody else that is listening to my show wants to hear the same information. So please, please do me that favor and throw those in there. Heather also jumps on and says, hi, everyone. So Heather, thanks so much for joining. So let's jump right into it. So I'm going to talk today about buy downs, because I think that people get very confused about a buy down and paying points and what is the difference and what does that mean? Doesn't it all mean that you're just buying down your interest rate? So it is a little bit different, and I'm going to show you some examples of what you could actually do today if you were ready to write an offer, lock in an interest rate, get your application started. I'm going to give you those numbers. Now, one thing I do have to say is that obviously every single person has a little bit different credit score, little bit different down payment, little bit different, you know, property that they're purchasing, little bit different loan size, little different debt to income ratio. So please take these numbers not as a guaranteed of what I can absolutely 100% give you, but these are good numbers for you to have a basis, to have an understanding of what is an option in today's market. Annette jumps on, says happy Wednesday, and Michael jumps in and says good afternoon, everyone. So again, thank you guys for joining. Love having you here, and I want you guys to be part of the show. I appreciate it. So let's jump right in. The first thing that I want to talk about is in this scenario, this is one that we actually have in the pipeline right now moving forward. Clients just got their offer accepted over the weekend. We opened up escrow on Monday, and we got their interest rate locked in. So this is a true deal right now in the system. Their purchase price is $690,000 and they are putting 3% down. Now they are purchasing a home in Los Angeles County and within one of our cities where we have got the Chase Community Lending Program. So on last week's episode, I talked about what happened in 2023 and what was so great that came out of 2023, even though it was a rough year. What were some of the things that we did get that are now going to help us in 24? So one of the things that we did get was the loan program to help for those areas that are considered to be lower to moderate income areas. Now, this is not a borrower that has low to moderate income. This borrower actually has very good income, but they are buying in one of those areas that it gives them the opportunity to use the Chase lending program. It's the Chase Community Lending. So that is what we've actually gotten them locked in on for their interest rate. So they get a little bit better interest rate. They're buying for LA County about the right size, right? $690,000 sales price, and they are putting 3% down. So again, I want you guys to hear that. The low down payment options are available. We've got conventional, which this is a conventional product. We have FHA, we have VA. All of these loan programs are going to get you in the door with low down payments, and you don't necessarily have to be a first-time home buyer to get a 3 to 3.5% down payment. So please keep that in mind. A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm not a first-time home buyer, so I need 20% down. That is absolutely not the case. We've got programs with low down payments, even if you are not a first-time buyer. So let's get back to this this setup that we did for them, okay? So $690 sales price, 3% down payment. So their starting base interest rate is 6.625, which, to be quite honest with you, is fabulous. Before we started to see interest rates come back down, that rate would have probably been a minimum of 7.625, if not very, very close to approaching 8%. So we've already seen a very big decline in these interest rates, which we're super excited about. Now, they really wanted to have their payment lower. And to achieve that, we really needed to get to a lower interest rate than 6.625. So what do we do? So we talk about a buy down. Now, we're not talking about paying points to buy the interest rate down. We're talking about a true buy down. So how does that work? So we can buy it down for 1 year. So if they're at 6.625, the very first year, they're going to get 5.625. So there is a 1 year buy down option where you can get that rate reduced for that first year. Why is that something that's great? Well, we know that interest rates are starting to float down. We know that they are starting to go the right direction. So this gives them that year at that lower interest rate with that lower payment, so that in a year from now, where we're anticipating interest rates to be lower and to be in that more normal range in those fives, they would be able to do a refinance to get now that same rate in a full 30-year fixed. So now, mind you, worst case scenario, if interest rates haven't fallen or they have gone up, they still are on a 30-year fixed rate. And the rate just after the first year would go to 6.625. And then they would stay there for the majority. It is a 30-year fixed rate loan, but these buy down options are awesome because it reduces the payment for the first year. And in this situation, I'm going to talk even further, it's going to reduce the payment for the first 2 years. Now, you can't pay for this yourself as a buyer. You have to get this paid for by the seller. The seller has to pay for the buy down. So when you write an offer, you need to make sure that you are negotiating, that your real estate agent is helping you to write the contract in a way that you are getting a credit from the seller to apply towards the buy down. So in this situation, our agent was actually able to get them a credit for $19,000. Now let me back up. The very first year, if they had only done the 1 year buy down, then that would have ended up costing $4,891. So $4,891 for this scenario. So under $5,000. It is very, very easy and common to get a seller to pay closing costs, and $5,000 is by no means out of the picture of something that is very typical to try to be negotiated. So they could have done that 1 year buy down for that $5,000 and they would have been at 5.625 for one full year before moving to 6.625. There's no prepayment penalties. They can refinance at any time. So the goal would be as interest rates continue to come down, that we get them refinanced into a lower rate for the whole term instead of them ending up eventually at that 6.625 and then being stuck there. But in their situation, they were actually able to negotiate a full $19,000 credit from the seller. So that allowed them to buy their interest rate down for 2 years. So the very, very first year, their interest rate is going to be 4.625. The second year, 5.625. And then the third year and the remaining 27 would be the 6.625. So they felt more comfortable in this scenario, not because they really needed that 4.625. Where they really want to be is around that mid five range. They know that that's where they want to be as far as payment goes. But this opportunity gives them 2 years with this loan. It gives the market 2 years for interest rates to start to come down and to be where they need them to be in order to do a refinance. So they felt they didn't know if rates would get where they needed to be within 12 months. They really, really wanted to have that longer period of time at the lower monthly payment before they, you know, needed or had to do that refinance. So this worked out really well for them. That cost for that 2 year buy down, and again, 690 sales price, just to give you guys some example of where we're at with these numbers, 690 sales price, 3% down payment, the 2 year buy down. So if interest rate starting at 4.625 for the first year, 5.625 for the second year, and then 6.625 on that third year and remaining of that 30-year fixed. It actually is a $14,437 cost. So it's going to cost right about $14,500. So now I talked about how they got a $19,000 credit from the seller. So they're going to use that $14,500 towards that 2 year buy down. They didn't pay it out of their pocket. So when they actually go to do a refinance down the road, they don't feel like they threw their money away. So this is all really important things to keep in mind. But they also then had that additional $4,000 remaining to apply towards the rest of their standard closing costs. So to help them get in with 3% down, everybody knows that there are closing costs. So even if your down payment is 3%, your closing costs are about 2%. So this helps gap that bridge a bit for those closing costs, getting them in the door with less money. So let's talk about the monthly savings in this situation and the monthly payments. So a 30-year fixed, 690 sales price, minus 3%, their monthly payment was going to be $49.86. This is their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So I'm giving you the whole thing. I'm not giving you just principal and interest. I want you guys to hear the numbers to understand what loan amounts might be, what monthly payments might be to on a true property, right? We're not talking just principal and interest. We all know that you also have property taxes. You also have homeowners insurance. If you have less than 20% down, you also have mortgage insurance. So this is their total monthly payment for this scenario. Years, their monthly payment, if they started at the 6.625, right out the gate, 30-year fixed, in today's world, $49.86 per month. Now, for the first year at the 4.625, they are going to pay $41.91. That is a $795 savings per month. So they are saving almost $800 per month for the first 12 months. Then the second year, the payment goes to $45.79. So that is still a $400 savings per month over that second 12-month period. Then they're going to go to where interest rates would be today, to that 49.86. And again, the whole goal of this is we know interest rates are on the downward track. It's on the downward. It's moving the right direction. The elevator's moving down. So their goal would be before they move to that final fixed interest rate on that third year, having the opportunity to do a refinance to lower the monthly payment for good. So I just wanted you guys, I wanted to share that because it is a way to get a buyer into a home today. It is a way for you who have been holding off waiting to get into a home today at an affordable monthly payment based on an interest rate that you were hoping that you could get. It gets you into a home today in sub 6% interest rates. And again, remember, even that 6.625 is still phenomenal compared to where we were even, you know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, right? We've seen some major, major improvements. I can see that Josie has jumped on. She says, Happy New Year, everyone. So Josie, thank you so much for joining. And I don't want anybody to go anywhere. I'm going to keep talking about this because I pulled some other scenarios as well. Maybe you're not buying a home that's in one of those areas where you could get that Chase Community Lending product or program. So I want to show you also what an FHA loan might look like. And I also want to show you what a VA loan would look like, because again, this buy down option is available on FHA, on VA, on conventional. You can do this on just about any program, and it truly, truly helps people to get into a property now and to be able to have that home be affordable today. And it gets you out there looking with your real estate agent now instead of waiting until interest rates have dropped further. And then now you're going up and you're trying to compete against other offers and bids and wars. And it's not something that you want to do. We want to get you out there now today. Josie says, Debbie, thank you for continuously keeping us informed. Josie, you are very, very welcome. Thank you for joining. I love seeing you guys on and I love seeing you guys part of the program. I want to remind everybody that is listening by radio on Saturday that you guys can do this with me live in the studio. Watch me do it. Ask your questions. Talk to me just like Annette and Michael and Josie have and Heather. I want you guys to be part of the show. So how do you do that? You get a text message from me. You get one once a week. It just tells you I'm live with a link to join. So you are going to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. WELEND and the number 4. Now that is also the phone number to call my office. So if you'd like to talk with me or one of my girls, I've got Heather, Carrie, Heidi, all of us are here and ready to help you guys answer your questions and get your application started. That is the same phone number. We use the same phone number for everything. So once again, it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. WELEND and the number 4. Now, you guys can also head on over to my website, to mortgagemomradio.com. We've got all kinds of tools and you can book appointment on the calendar to get a phone call. We can call you on Saturday. We can call you on Sunday. And if there is not a time slot that is on that calendar available, you can actually contact me from the website. It goes straight to my email and you can let me know if there is a time, morning, evening that works best for you. And we could definitely get you calendared in and make that phone call happen. So everybody hold tight, stay tuned, super quick break. When we get back, I'm going to give you some FHA and some VA options with this buy down. So I'm super excited and I hope you are too. Be right back. Who can benefit from a home equity loan? Okay, well, let's talk about this. Who are you? Who are the people that are going to benefit? All right. Are you a homeowner? Number one, check mark. Do you have equity in your property? Chances are you probably do. Many people have seen appreciation that has been uncomparable to previous years and times and decades. So many, many homeowners are sitting on a lot of equity at the moment. Now, do you have debt? Do you have debt that you need to pay off, but you're cash poor? You don't have the cash to get rid of those credit cards, those student loans, those car payments, anything that you might be in debt over, personal loans. If you have that debt and you need to try to figure out how to get it paid off and you've got that equity in your home, you would be a perfect candidate to be looking into home equity loans. Home equity loans, when blended with your current first mortgage low interest rate that nobody wants to touch, are a great option. So what do? Call my office. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what your best rate is and if it makes sense for this to be something that could get you out of debt and feeling better and getting those monthly payments and that monthly cash flow in place. Give us a call. It's MortgageMomRadio.com. All right. So welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom. And today we are talking about how you can get into interest rates that are sub six, even sub five for the first couple of years to try to help you guys get out there and to take those home buying goals off of hold and get you started moving forward. Now, I do want to mention really quickly that we also have a buy down program for refinances. So if this is something that you've been thinking about doing, you really need to refinance, but you've been holding off because you didn't want to, you know, take those really high interest rates, it is something that you can absolutely call us and talk to us about. But today's show is actually focused and the goal is specifically on my buyers. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you are buying your second or third or fourth property, these buy downs are an option. We can do them on any, almost any loan, not every loan, but almost any loan, which is why I'm giving you those scenarios on that conventional option, on the FHA, which we're going to jump into right now, and then we're going to also talk VA. But we are specifically looking towards that. But if somebody is interested in a refinance because they've just really need to consolidate, they've got debt, they've been holding off doing some repairs to the home, they really didn't want to jump into those 7% and 8% interest rates. Well, right now you just heard me talk about a rate that was in the mid sixes. And then we've also do have some buy down options available as well for those refis that we could try to get you into those rates that are lower than that as well. So please don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call and talk to us if that's your scenario. But let's get back to these purchases, right? Because these are some really great things. So now on FHA, I want to mention that you're actually allowed to get a much bigger credit from the seller to help you with your closing costs on an FHA loan than you can on a conventional loan or even what you can get from a VA loan. So you can actually get quite a bit more money in a credit from the seller. So you actually have the opportunity as an FHA buyer to get a 3-year buy down. So the last option that I talked to you guys about was that conventional loan. We talked about you could do it as a 1-year, you could do it as a 2-year. I gave you those payment breakdowns. Well, with FHA, there's actually an opportunity for a 3-year buy down. So if that was something that you were able to negotiate with the seller to get a credit to cover, you could actually be starting, and I did pull this up today again. Interest rates are, you know, I want to give you guys some ideas for today. So I worked this one off of a 650 sales price with 3.5% down payment on an FHA loan. And that starting base interest rate was at 6.25%. So that 6.25% could actually be very, very first year. If you got the maximum credit you could get from a seller, you could actually be starting that interest rate at 3.25. Yes, 3.25. I had to rethink about that one for a second. I'm like, that is such a low interest rate. I don't believe it. So you could actually start that very first year at 3.25, second year at 4.25, third year at 5.25, and then ultimately ending up at the 6.25 on that fourth year. So that is something that is there. It is an opportunity. Again, the amount of buy down and the amount that you need to negotiate with the seller truly is going to come down to you. How do you personally feel? Where is the comfortable monthly payment? Where does the interest rate need to be? You know, do you think that within 12 months from now, you're going to have the opportunity to do a refinance into an interest rate where that payment is comfortable for a permanent number. Do you feel like you need a little bit longer than that to let the economy and the numbers play out and work out? You feel like 12 months is just a little bit too short of a time frame? You feel like you need a little bit longer? I don't necessarily think that the 3-year buy down is something that is absolutely necessary. But again, if you could get the seller to pay for it, you can negotiate that with them. Why not? So, you know, let's look at what the difference would be. So on that first year, if you really did get that rate in that 3-year buy down to start at that 3.25, again, 650 sales price with 3.5% down payment, you would be saving $1,132 per month. That is a huge, huge savings per month and an opportunity for you to actually be in an interest rate that's in the 3% mark. So for my radio listeners, we only get 30 minutes, so I'm going to cut the show here. But if you want to continue to listen about VA and to continue to listen to what the rest of the savings would be on FHA, I cannot tell you enough times, go over to my YouTube channel, look for Mortgage Mom Radio, watch the most recent streamed show. That is the one that I am doing right now, and you can continue to listen and continue to get the knowledge that you need. If you want to talk to us about getting pre-approved for one of these loans so that you can get out there, get on the street, and get the your home purchasing started, call our office, go to my website, do whatever you need to do to get in contact with us. That's mortgagemomradio.com, or the phone number is 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND and the number 4. Okay, so that ended my show with the radio, but I want to keep talking about this because FHA, this is huge. So the first year, that monthly payment would be $37.95. And can you guys see this? I don't know if you can actually see me doing it. It's so funny. I am at that age where I'm starting to go like this and move the paper out further and further so that I can read what's on the page. So bear with me. But the total principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and mortgage insurance that first year at 3.25% would be approximately $37.95 with a savings of $1,132 per month. The second year, $4,151 for a monthly savings of $776 per month. The third year, the payment would be $4,529 with a savings of $398 per month. And then on year 4 moving forward, so let's just pretend worst case scenario, interest rates do not get any better. This is still a 30-year fixed interest rate. It is not an adjustable. There's no balloon payments. It's just that you're going to eventually end up at today's market rate. So with that being at 6.25, then that payment would then be $49.28 for the remaining term of the loan. So really, really great way to get yourself into a monthly payment that is comfortable for you. It gives you time for the market to adjust and to settle down so that you can do a refinance to lock in one of these lower monthly payments for the longer term. But this gets you out ahead of the crowd. It gets you out looking at homes today. It gets you off of the waiting list, and you get the jump start on trying to find a home and a little bit easier way of negotiating to get the seller to pay for some of these buy down options. But remember, you can do a 1-year buy down, 2-year buy down, or even a 3-year buy down on an FHA loan. So really quick, I want to also touch on VA. So I'm going to talk to all my vets out there that have VA options. Just like I mentioned about FHA and conventional, you have the opportunity to get the seller to buy that interest rate down for you so that you can start at a lower monthly payment for the first year or two. VA, we're only going to be able to do a 2-year buy down. Not a 3-year like FHA. You're going to be 2-year just like conventional. But I did pull today a scenario just to make sure that I'm giving you guys good information. And the interest rate today was 6.25%. Again, 650 sales price, I ran these numbers. This is zero down. So VA, you do not have to put any money down. And there is no mortgage insurance monthly on a VA. So if you are a vet, you've been thinking about using your VA financing, you've just been waiting for interest rates to come down, you should be picking up the phone and calling us so we can start talking to you about some of these options. We want to make sure that you're working with a real estate agent who knows how to negotiate and to ask the seller for the credits that you need. But based on that, your very first year, your monthly payment could be based on 4.25%, making that monthly payment $3,900 with a savings of $800 per month. Year two, $4,366 with a $412 savings per month. And then years three through 30, you would be at $4,779. So this is a great opportunity too for me to point out the difference. I have a lot of people that call me and say, I have VA eligibility, but I talked to a lender and they told me it was better for me to go conventional. Why? I don't understand that. I've never understood it in all of the years that I have been doing this for a living. I never have ever understood why anybody would tell someone not to use their VA benefit. Their VA benefit is so great. $650 sales price with zero down payment. Zero down payment at the same loan amount, right? So $650,000 zero down, FHA $650,000 3.5% down. The monthly payment difference is $200 a month because there is no mortgage insurance monthly. So I don't exactly know why there are lenders that will say that or tell their clients that. VA loans, you do have to know how to write them. They are a little bit trickier. We do them every day. We love them. They are by far my favorite loan program to write. So it could be that you're talking with a lender that doesn't do them, doesn't understand how to do them. Many credit unions and banks do not offer government financing like FHA or VA. So it could be that they just don't have the product to offer. So they're going to tell you it's not as great, go a different direction. But it is great. It's awesome. You can use it for your purchase. You can use it for a refinance. It is a fabulous, fabulous option. So please don't ever put that to the side. If you have earned it, if you have done your time and you've got that benefit available to you, always ask to see what the difference would be between a conventional loan, an FHA loan, and a VA loan so that you can decide if which one is right and best for you. So I don't see any other questions that are coming in, but I loved this topic. I really wanted to make sure that I focused on it. We've got a couple of loans in the pipeline right now that we are doing with this scenario. It is helping these buyers to get into these homes where they didn't think that they could. They were on hold, on hold, on hold. We talked to their realtor about, hey, I know it's really hard to want to try to ask a seller to pay some costs, but if you can do this, if you can get this negotiated for them, we can get them into something where they're going to feel comfortable and they can buy today. And it worked, and they went out and they looked at homes and they were able to negotiate it, and they're in escrow now. And in 30 days from now, they're going to be homeowners and they're going to be moving into their new house. So if this is something that you've been hoping for and you want this to be your goal of 2024 to buy a home, take it off of, take that hold off the shelf, get started today, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. WELEND and the number 4. Now, I do want to mention one thing I haven't talked about in a long time, and that is my app, my actual tools app. So we have two different apps. One you can find in the App Store, iTunes, or Google Play. That is for an application. So if you're going to start your application, you can find the Mortgage Mom Radio app, phone app there. Now, if you want my tools app is super cool because it's got the calculators that we've talked about before. You can run a payment with FHA. You can do it for a refinance, you can do it for a purchase, you can run it conventional, you can run it VA. So you can also, you're going to input the information that you want to input. So you can input the 4.25, 5.25, 6.25, and you can run those monthly payments to see those differences. It's really a great tool and definitely one that I would suggest that you get if this is something that you've been thinking about doing. So how do you get that? Well, you're going to text the same phone number that you call, the same phone number that you text the word mom to get your once a week text message from me, but you're going to text phone app. So P-H-O-N-E, space app. So just phone app. That's all you text. No parentheses, no nothing, just phone app. That is going to send you the link and you are going to save it to your home screen. And that is my tools app. That is my Mortgage Mom Radio tools app with all of those fabulous calculators. So make sure that you get that. If this 2-1-3-1 buy down is something, 1-1 buy down is something that you have been considering doing, this gives you the opportunity and the control to keep continuously running those payments to find that sweet spot to see what you need. Now, if you're not really one that wants to have another app on their phone, which I totally understand, go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and we have payment calculators there as well. But I don't think that you can actually select VA, conventional, FHA like you can on the phone app. So depending on the type of loan that you are trying to do, you might want that phone app, but it gives you a really good understanding of what the difference is in the monthly payment based on those 1 percentage point changes in the interest rate. So with that, I'm going to stop the show. I'm going to finish for the day. I hope you guys all have a fabulous rest of your week. And I am looking forward to hearing from you guys and getting some of you out there looking for homes and sent over to some great real estate agents who can help you negotiate what you need. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom. And you guys have a fabulous rest of your week.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 208023796, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.